Welcome back to Farm Talk, Mick Kerr, from the Fargo Dome, the Northern Corn and Soybean Expo. And we're coming to you from the Proceed booth and having a good day. One of the panelists here, one of the presenters from the U.S. Soybean Export Council, USEC. A lot of you know what that's all about, but Jim Sutter is what it's all about. Hey, Jim, thanks for coming here today.
Oh, my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you're on a panel earlier today, and your story for the uninitiated out there, tell everybody what USEC does.
So USEC is an organization that represents U.S. soybean farmers and the U.S. soy industry internationally. And you may say, well, what do you do? Well, what we try to do is differentiate and build a preference for U.S. soy and ensure that U.S. soy has market access. Now, we do that in a variety of ways. We talk a lot about the U.S. soy advantage. We talk about the great infrastructure and reliable partners here in the U.S. We talk about the sustainability of U.S. soy. But what we're trying to do is build demand for U.S. soy by differentiating and building a preference and ensuring market access.
In the last 8 months, has your job gotten more difficult or no change?
I would say it's certainly changed a lot, so that's not the no change. And I would say it's gotten more difficult. You know, China kind of made it easy. China was taking 40% of our U.S. soy exports, some years even a little more than that. And that was a huge, huge market for us. So we worked very hard on the China market, and I was very proud of the relationships that our team in China and others and those of us from the U.S. have in China. But now with kind of the door shut, at least temporarily, on China for U.S. soy, we've been working hard to grow demand, grow our market share in other markets. Europe, for example, has always been important for U.S. soy. And we had a market share there of 30-35% this past year. So this marketing year that we're in right now, we're more like 75-80%. So we've grown that market. Numerous other places around the world, we're trying to do the same thing because we got to keep this U.S. soy moving. We got to move the pile. You know, this the USDA projecting a carryout of 920 million bushels. That's too much. We need to do something to move that. And if China's not going to be there to take it, we want to make sure we're getting it out to other markets.
Farmers are saying the same thing. They're looking at soybeans in their bin that they've never been there before, and they're saying that's too much. Is there light at the end of the tunnel, not just for China, but for getting the 2018 crop of U.S. soybeans out of this country?
Well, I would say we got several things working maybe that are going to help us with that. So we obviously have the negotiations that are going on between China and the U.S. Our ag team is there in Beijing right now. I've been pleased with the little bits of feedback that I get. I think things are going well from an ag perspective. Obviously, it's a much bigger deal than just ag. So we'll have to see what happens there. But I'm cautiously optimistic as I think about it from President Trump and President Xi's perspective. Now, they don't call me and ask me about it. But I've got to think both of them would like to have some sort of a positive outcome from this. So hopefully we'll get our foot back in the door and maintain our good relationships with China. We've worked hard to maintain those while this has been going on because it's not our commercial relationships that have been the problem. So there's number one. Hopefully we get a light at the end of the tunnel with some more business going to China. In the meantime, we've got a lot of new things started, kind of re-energized markets. I mentioned Europe, Japan, Korea, plus also places like Pakistan, Bangladesh, Egypt. Egypt was our fastest growing market last year from the U.S. and turning into a big market. So we want to keep all those things going. And that's really what I see, is that we've got China maybe getting back into that China door. We've got a lot of good traction going in other markets. When I was giving my presentation this morning, I reported that sales to the non-China destinations this year are up about 80% versus where they were last year at this time. So that's a great increase. Mm-hmm. Now, unfortunately, it's not enough to make up for all of the China sales we've lost. But hopefully we keep those going throughout the year. Normally, China is pretty much a front-end loaded thing. So if we can keep these sales to other destinations going, that'll help us. And finally, the other sort of light at the end of the tunnel, perhaps, is you never hate to wish misery on somebody, but it has been dry in Brazil. And there's a little bit of a drought going on there. And at least we've taken the top off of their crop projections. You know, people were talking earlier about record crop in Brazil, huge crop. Now they're scaling that back. So I think that's good. That'll help the U.S. have more demand.
Well, that's economics 101, law of supply and demand. So you have a lot of farmer involvement, people like Monty Peterson in North Dakota on your board. And would you like to get more farmers involved?
We work very hard to get farmers involved. Monty actually is our vice chairman. He represents the American Soybean Association, one of four directors from ASA on our board. Monty's a great participant. He was just last week in Europe. We put on some marketing seminars where we talked about the advantage, the U.S. soy advantage, and he was there talking about his farm and the sustainability practices on his farm, that sort of thing. So yes, we're always we love having our farmers from our board go out and represent U.S. soy. I talk about the fact that nobody can really sell U.S. soy like a U.S. soybean farmer. You know, I like to think about one of the ultimate measures of sustainability as the multi-generational farms that we have. You know, that's a perfect way to describe sustainability because it encompasses both the economic sustainability and the environmental sustainability.
Yeah, so true. To be able to do this again next year or the next decade, that's sustainability.
That's right.
All right, Jim Sutter, U.S. Soybean Export Council, thanks for the work you do. Thanks for coming to North Dakota on a cold, wintry day.
My pleasure. Happy to be here. Thank you, Mick.
And thanks for the work you do.
Thank you.